Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Check out that 50th anniversary gear, man, because, yeah, we turned the big 5-0 this year.
Just like my brother.
Yeah! Wait a minute.
Where's his Greg gear?
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have like a big Greg logo in gold somewhere on his chest? No? Oh,
yeah. Well, I now know what to get him for his birthday.
Yeah.
Belated, of course, by the time it gets to him.
Still not a bad gift considering
it says
he was
5-0
born
on it. Yeah.
I mean, he was born in the same year as the station you work for. How cool is that?
All right, let me go get some shirts.
Yeah. That's nuts when you think about it. And, yeah, shirts, knit caps, trucker caps, whatever you need, man. Short sleeve tees, light zip hoodies, we got them. All celebrating KISW's 50th anniversary. You can celebrate too. Go to the Rock Shop today at KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be Migs. And it's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Sploosh and Kraken Thursdays, powered by Coors Light.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
To the mountains.
Yeah. To the mountains?
Yeah. Make the mountains blue.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the Coors Light can like that all day right there.
Yeah, that's where they make all the great Coorsness.
The Coorsness?
Yes.
Perfect. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Lance and Bothell. Lance, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Lance will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Lance, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In recent years, Michael Bublé has been the spokesperson for which brand of sparkling water?
Oh, God, what the hell is that stuff called? It's his last name, but without the E. Pass. I don't know.
Mr. Peanut is the icon for what snack food company?
Planters.
Yes. Who played Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction?
That's John Travolta.
Yes. What is the surname of Sesame Street's The Count?
I don't know. Pass.
Eric Stone Street played Cameron on what ABC sitcom?
Modern Family.
Yes. What is a group of lions called?
Pride.
Yes. What year of the early 90s did the talk show Maury first premiere?
91, 92, 93.
Yes. In what sport would you find a pommel horse?
Gymnastics.
Yes. In 1999, which actor founded the production company Happy Madison?
That's Adam Sandler.
Yes. Augusta is the capital of what state?
Georgia.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Already.
Alright.
Not bad. Not too shabby.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time on that first one, but you got to all the questions, though, so good job on that.
Alright.
Except we'll you didn't get the questions. Yeah. You got it wrong, but good job. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was terrible. Steve, you're back. Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
In recent years, Michael Bublé has been the spokesperson for which brand of sparkling water?
Not LaCroix. Bubbly.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Peanut is the icon for what snack food company?
Planners.
Yes. Who played Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction?
John Travolta.
Yes. What is the surname of Sesame Street's The Count?
Count?
No.
Count Von Counter?
No.
Count Lalicious?
No. Eric Stone Street played Cameron in which ABC sitcom?
Modern Family.
Yes. What is a group of lions called?
A pride.
Yes.
Lions, not sheep, man.
Sorry. What the hell? What year in the early 90s did the talk show Maury first premiere?
What year? 91?
Yes. In what sport would you find a pommel horse?
Horse racing?
No.
Equestrian?
No.
High-lie.
No, high-lie. In 1999, which actor founded the production company Happy Madison?
Not Billy Madison. Adam Sandler.
Yes. Augusta is the capital of what state?
Georgia.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a tie.
Oh, close, but no cigar. But good job, Lance. You kept a song off the radio.
I'll take it after that miserable performance by me, but whatever. Yeah,
you got 7. Job. It's not miserable.
He should have had bubbly if he just guessed it, because he was right on the right track, but he didn't have it. Yeah. Sorry about that, Lance.
I don't drink that crap. So
anyway. Well, there you go. All right. Well,
yeah, I'm more of a Zevia guy.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Zevia's the best. Nice.
That's hilarious. Like, he was super close. He was like, it has bubble in it. It's like not spelling the right.
But it's spelled weird. It's like B-U-B-L-Y.
Yeah. Missing an extra B there. It's very strange. Mm-hmm. You were really close with the surname of Sesame Street's The Count. All you would have had to say was Von Count.
Count Von
Count. You said Von Counter.
Yeah, you said Von Counter.
Oh, look at the face on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, you guys are just, you're shaming me for my slur.
It was the slur.
I slur my words sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Is that New York accent coming through?
No, I don't know what it is, but I've always done it.
And then in the sport that you would find a pommel horse, Lance got that one correct. It's gymnastics. It's that, like, thing that doesn't even look like a horse.
You know, you
doesn't even look like
over.
A horse, though.
Is
but
it the one with the handles that they got a whoosh, whoosh, whoosh
I think so. I think you're a better descriptor of it than I am at this point.
I always wanted to be able to do that. Oh, I see. Yeah, that thing is just like, it doesn't look easy, but you're like, I think I can figure it out. And then once you get near one, like, no, I can't figure that out.
No, that's, it's up very tall up there. It's high. I can't get up there.
You need some upper body strength to make that stuff work.
I do not have that.
Yeah. Man. Those gymnasts, they do some crazy stuff, I tell you.
They're pretty amazing, aren't they?
Bounce around, jump on things.
Just fearless.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you appreciate Simone Biles. Like, wow,
totally.
You know what? You will always be in better shape than me, no matter how old you are.
I mean, those are crazy, but the thing that always gets me is, like, the run really fast, and then, like, all, like, the front, like, flips and back flips, and then when they land, and it's just like, how are your knees not just exploding? Like, that's and how do you... I mean, I have friends that can flip backwards, and it's, like, effortless to them.
Dude, I was watching the U.S. men's team last night play some soccer, and the guy that scored from our team, I can't remember what his name is, he scores and just does a backflip, like, from standing from nothing. And I was like, I told my girlfriend, I was like, if I could do a backflip, I would just backflip for everything. Like, breakfast, backflip. Pizza night, backflip. It looks so cool, but I cannot do anything like that.
It's so nuts. Like, even in football, sometimes you see that. Like, they'll score a touchdown, they'll do, like, a flip and then land on their feet. Like, I can flip forwards, not land on my feet. I'll land on my butt, but I could do that. And that's about as far as it goes.
I think I'd break my neck.
I think it's called not a lot of body fat and a good amount of muscle. I think that's really what it is, to be able to make all that happen.
And just great balance and just confidence. I mean, I was talking to one of my buddies who does in wrestling, and he's Nick Wayne. He's like blowing up now in around here. He's 16 years old, and this kid is that the future is bright. He's already being booked out across the country right now, and people in the independent scene are talking about him. And he does a thing where they call it the Sasuke special, and it's like he flips forward, and then while he's on his hands flipping, he propels himself so he flips over the ropes and out into the crowd, into the wrestler that's out in the crowd.
Wow.
If you go on his Twitter page, if you find it, it's like it's a pinned tweet of his. And I remember asking him, like, well, how did you practice that? He goes, I didn't. I just did it that night because I was feeling it. And I just was like, I'm just going to do it and attack him. I'm like, yeah, man. I've already, like, blew out my knees just thinking about trying something like that. Like, it's just wow. nuts.
What's this kid's name?
Nick Wayne.
Nick Wayne.
Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah,
that's crazy, man, that he just did it. Like, he didn't even try practicing. He's just like, oh, let me see how this does.
Nick Wayne, he's
wow.
Yeah, it's and Vicky's finding the video. If you what is it? At Nick Wayne 21.
Yeah, post the video up on the BJ and Migs page because I bet that's something really cool to see.
Yeah, when he hits the ropes, dude, it is just nuts. Like, all of a sudden, the crowd's going, and they're feeling it, and he just hit, well, you let it run. Yeah. It's crazy, like, how gymnasts can do that kind of stuff, and also just anyone that has, like, that confidence. I'm like, that's not me, man. That's yeah. scary stuff.
I'm with you, buddy. I. But you know what? He looks like he's in great shape, this kid.
Yeah.
He looks like
boom, boom, and then.
Oh. Wow, that is some acrobatics. Wow.
Right into yeah. the front seats, too. That's yeah, pretty nice.
Put that video up, Vic, because that is pretty insane. Good for him. I can see why people are talking about Nick, because, I mean, that I don't think I've ever seen that.
Other people have done it. It's just not done often. You know, so when you see it get done, it kind of blows your mind. And that video alone is the reason why, like, places all across the country are reaching out to him to put him on their shows. And he's just been stepping up and doing some crazy stuff since then.
Well, now, yeah, now he knows his shtick, man. He's probably going to be a gymnast all over the place having to top that.
Right. That's the point. It's like, okay, now how much more crazy can you get?
Wow. Oh, good for him. Yeah, so hopefully we'll have that up soon because that's a good video to watch. And yeah, Steve, that was never going to be me in my life. I just knew that I was not coordinated or motivated to be able to do things like that with my body. I was just like, you know what? All I'm going to do is get hurt if I try, and I don't even want to try.
That was like me, like for like well, you said the confidence thing for skating. When anytime I would try to, because the whole thing yeah. was like to skateboard and like do like the ramps and stuff. It's just like you can't think about it; you just got to do it.
Got to attack it.
I was way too in my head about it, and every time I would fall and just, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, there's something about like just shutting your brain off and just going for it. But yeah. I'm the same way with skateboard. Remember when I used to skateboard, it was just like all I could do is like just like ollie onto a curb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that took a lot of effort.
Dude, yeah, that's still amazing.
I can't do it anymore, Rev.
Yeah, but the fact that you could ever do it. I had a skateboard and I'd never, like, I was trying just to go down the street without wiping out.
So he said, all you need is to be able to jump six inches off the ground to backflip. It's possible. Yeah, I watch like those YouTube videos where they show you, do it, it'll take you only four easy steps to do this. And then you look at it like, step one seems very scary. It's like, oh, yeah. Backflip seems crazy. I mean, you just went to the trampoline park, though. Didn't you go there with Lily?
Yeah.
Was it the Defy Tacoma one?
No, the Defy, Defy, but not in Tacoma, in SeaTac, sorry.
I mean, that's where a lot of people practice that kind of stuff, and like trampoline parks.
It's true. But even for me, like going there once again, it's like I can jump pretty high. And but the minute I start like flipping like anywhere over, I just get scared and I like bail halfway through. And it's like, well, that's when you land awkwardly. And it's like, I can't do any of this. I can't. And Lily's already asking me because she's in gymnastics, like kid gymnastics. And she's like, I need to learn how to do a back handspring, Dad. And I'm like, okay.
YouTube it.
I don't know what that means. I'll try to help.
Yeah. Yeah, so YouTube's your best friend, kid.
So we said, how do you think dirt bike riders feel? Yeah, just hit that jump, to be quartered throttle and second gear, you'll be fine. Dude, when I see some of the dirt bikers do like their flips, and I know they practice sometimes in like ball pit type stuff, that just seems like...
Oh, yeah.
Good on you guys. Like, that's scary.
Just not my life, man. None of this is my life.
But the Texans have a more important question. What was the Augusta answer, the capital?
Oh, right. I think it's Maine, right?
Yes, it is. Correct.
Not Atlanta.
No. That would just...
Georgia. Sorry.
Because it's Atlanta.
Atlanta's in Georgia, too. I think Atlanta is
in Georgia, right?
There is an Augusta. The Masters, right? Isn't that where they hold the Masters all the time?
Absolutely.
There's an Augusta in Maine, too. But you'd have to be from New England to know that. Or know all those capitals like Rev.
Or the host of a trivia game.
Yeah,
that's it. We got a postal worker who's in, big trouble for being caught doing something stupid to someone's package. I'll tell you what they did at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. and 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The United States Postal Service is investigating a mail carrier in Maryland after that mail carrier was caught on camera throwing mail out of the side of the truck onto a homeowner's front lawn.
Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
Yeah, that's really, it's an easy way to get. And then you know what? You spread it around the neighborhood, kid. Here's a neighbor talking about the situation. Now, in the clip, she says it's UPS, but it's a regular U.S. Postal Service vehicle.
We had a UPS guy just throw a package in the yard. Do your job. If you don't want to take it all the way to the door, then, I mean, I understand, like, if you got, like, problems or something, but, I mean, that's what you get paid to do.
Dude, I'm watching the video, and it's, you can't, I mean, I can't read lips, you can't see the part, but it almost feels like they're just chucking out going, F this.
Yeah.
Like, you just see, it's not even making it onto the lawn. Like, it barely makes it onto the sidewalk.
Wow. Yeah, that's just, okay, there you go.
Who's the mail carrier? Newman? Yes,
yeah,
I'm
really?
Going with a Seinfeld related in 2021. I don't care. I'm
good job, buddy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Newman.
So, yeah, that, it looks like zero F's given from that mail carrier.
Right.
Jeez. You know, the exact opposite of, you know, sleet, snow, rain, whatever, I'll get the mail through. This one's just like, yeah, whatever. That's pretty awesome.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, so we got a mail carrier that was caught tossing mail out of their trunk. The truck just like, nah, I don't care. Whoever this is, whoever, yeah, I think. Hopefully it was somewhat in the right direction of the person that was supposed to get the mail, at least near their yard.
There are times it's not mail, it's not postal, it's not United States Postal Service, it's a different delivery system, but they are, like, every time they drop it off in a different spot by our house. So it's like, it's always like a game, like, where did they put it this time? It says it was delivered, but is it on the side of the house? Is it on the porch? Is it by the bottom of the steps leading up to the porch? Like, every time it's a crapshoot. I swear they're just effing with us.
They're trying to help you get your exercise.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and, you know, and a little scavenger hunt, too. Yeah, this mail carrier, no, not doing that. They were just like, I am not getting out of the truck. I'm just going to throw this mail on the lawn. Didn't even make it into the yard. And, it seems like, they really are not a fan of their job. So we want you to, based on this, finish this sentence. I hated my job, so I once did blank. When did you do something stupid because you did not like your job? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts after 3 days grace on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Sierra.
Well, you know, getting ready for football season, and you know who the Rock of Sierra is.
Go Hawks.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Rock of Sierra.
I know. That was. Wow. Hey, welcome, everybody. Welcome to my own brain fartness. Thank you.
Yay.
hey, we had a mail carrier. But you know what? I'm still in it. You know what? I love this job. I am not going to just, you know, zero Fs given this like that U.S. Postal delivery person who basically tossed mail out of their truck. I mean, you see the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, and you're going to see just no care given, just flinging the mail out of the truck. Didn't even get in a yard. Hopefully it was at least close to the yard of the person who was supposed to get that mail. And, yeah, looks like they're not a big fan of their gig. And we wondered, how about you? We wanted you to finish this sentence. I hated my job so much, I once did blank. When did you do something stupid because you did not like your job?
So I said, I hated being a pizza delivery driver for a really shady guy. So instead of quitting, I called the health department on him. I left bad reviews on Yelp, but I made sure to say that the delivery driver was awesome. I'd also lie about my tips because he would take 25%. Blank that guy.
Wow.
But also,
he would take 25% of the tips.
That's amazing.
I just love that. Like, at some point, don't you think like it's going to be obvious? Like, the guy's like, wow, you know, all these bad reviews, but everyone seems to love our delivery driver.
Right?
Something seems fishy. I didn't care.
Yeah. Boy, that's a gig right there. When you own the place, you're making the pretty much you set the price of the product, and you still got to steal tips from the people delivering.
That's
really
messed up. Yeah.
Yeah, that is messed up. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This one's so simple, but I just love it. My friend went on a smoke break, and he just never came back.
Yeah. Oh, that was totally me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I worked, this was, gosh, almost over 20 years ago now. I worked exactly one day, well, not even a day, as a vinyl siding telemarketer.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, you're in the call center, and literally the thing just, the computer just dials, and you're just suddenly talking to people. I made it to the first break, realized how much I hated that job, and how, like, people were just literally yelling at me for, you know, interrupting their dinner. So I was like, yeah, you're right, I hate this, and I left. And my buddy got me the job, and the supervisor comes up to him and is like, he's not coming back, is he? And my buddy's like, nah. I just went home and I was like, I'm good.
I did the same thing, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, after I worked at Hot Topic for about a year, I quit there, and everyone kind of, like, moved around the mall, so I started working at Zoomies just down and I just did not get the vibe at Zoomies for some reason.
You aren't old enough to be rocking that gear.
Yeah, I needed to go back to Hot Topic. Yeah. So I worked one day, one shift. It was like a 5-hour shift.
Was it because you had to push stickers on people when they were buying stuff all the time?
You have to push everything, man, on people. It was just like, we want you to upsell everything.
I love like some of the stuff at Zoomies. Like there's certain types of shoes. Like they have the Nikes that I like. And every time I have to like prep myself before I go in there, and it's nothing against like the employees, because I know it's obvious that they have to do this. And finally, I remember one time I was buying some, and this guy's like, have you thought about getting this sticker or this sticker? I'm like, dude, I'm not like a sticker guy. Like, I don't really put stickers on things. I don't know why you're trying to sell me stickers. Mm-hmm. And finally, I'm like, hey, man, why are you trying to sell me these stickers? He goes, well, I get like a kickback if I could sell X amount of stickers. I'm like, well, then just say that. I'll take 6 stickers.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to help you, and I can tell you hate doing it, like, you could feel the awkwardness. Yeah. Like, have you thought about this sticker? Yeah. This looks like you. I'm like, it's sparkly and stupid. Like, okay, yes, it does look like me. I'll take one of those.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, love Zoomies. They're local. Did you know that? They're up in Linwood. It's like, that's their headquarters.
I was about to say, oh, yeah, well, they're up in Puyallup, too.
They're
or
everywhere.
Down in Puyallup.
But up in Puyallup. Apparently, they started here. And I love Zoomies, but it's just one of those things of like, I just did not want to work there anymore. And so, yeah, I never showed back up. But I remember the manager calling me like a week later and be like, you know you're on the schedule today, right? And I was like, yeah, I quit a week ago. She's like, oh good.
Did you bother telling anyone?
No. Thanks for the job, though.
Yeah. Well, I've shared the one I got where I lasted just the morning was the one where when I first moved out here. And I always, whenever I share it, I love that we get text messages from people that remember that ad as well and actually answered it. It was like in The Stranger, and it just said, work in a fun rock and roll environment. Blah, 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 blah. Make a ton of money. I'm like, this sounds like my kind of job. And it was going and unsolicited walking into buildings trying to sell art to people at like that worked in an office or go to people's homes, knock on their door. But like mainly the guy took me, he's like the top seller. So like, you'll go with Jeff. He's awesome. So I go with him and we basically go around Bellevue, I think it was, and we'd sneak into a building. Like, we wouldn't go through the front door because he wasn't allowed to solicit, but he would wait for someone to come out for a smoke break, and we'd bolt in there, and he would just walk up to people's cubicles and desks and be like, yo, do you want this imitation Van Gogh? It's pretty sweet, huh?
Wow.
And like, he would make sales, but I'm watching him and I'm like, And he's like, yeah, this is how you do it. Like, you have to take a lot of no's, but when you get the yes, you make all this money. It's awesome. And I looked at him, I'm just like, yeah, this is not my thing, man. He's like, well, it's lunchtime. I'm like, no, it's go home time. Yeah, I just said, I'm done, man. Sorry. This is not the rock and roll environment that I thought I was going to be working in. And the rock and roll environment really was, you went to the office and the guy that ran it was listening to like KSW or something along those lines. Like, he was listening to like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the rock and roll. But no one's in there. The only environment is the boss sitting off all these idiots like me to go sell art to people that don't want it.
Man, dude, that's what a gig that is. But that's the ultimate salesperson right there. You know, you got to have that mentality where every no is one step closer to a yes, where for me, every no is just soul crushing.
Yes. Every no made me want to get back in my station wagon and leave. Yeah. And I remember him looking, he goes, dude, sweet rye, you could fit a lot of art in the back of this. And I'm like, really? I'm going to like just drive around with art?
Thank you. Well, that's exactly what he thinks, man. He's like, well, you're here. Why wouldn't you do that?
He was a company guy. I wonder whatever happened to that guy. Because you're right. He probably runs a company or he's like a multimillionaire right now.
Oh,
or he's
man.
Behind bars.
Yeah, scams. I could see it going either way.
Yes.
I really, really could, because you are busting into offices that don't want you to solicit, so you're kind of, you know, going against everything.
I like this text from Breck. Said, worked at a restaurant, came to work, got laid off, so I unplugged the freezers on my way out.
Oh, nice. Oh, that ruins everything.
Yep, that's like blaze of glory. Go F yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know there's a lot of jobs where you know people are going to leave in a blaze of glory. I think almost every retail job is like that. You just know what's going to happen because you have young people. You know it's not going to be their final destination. They're just trying to make some money. And, you know, that's why it's like, why aren't you kinder to these people? Because they're just going to F you over. You know, you got at least, you know, if you're kind to them, maybe they'll leave nicer.
Someone said, I interned at a recording studio in Boston, which I loved. The crappy part of it, though, is I had to go out and hand out flyers to people on the street, which I hated doing. So I would count how many flyers I handed out, toss them in the trash, and at one point I would just spend time hanging out at the Wendy's.
Nice.
We saw those people all the time when, you know, in Boston when I was going to school. They are. It's unfortunate. It sucks, and they're just papers everywhere. Those flyers were everywhere because people dumped them through them, whatever. Oh, yeah, so many flyers.
I remember I had to work like an event back when I, like, early in my years in radio, and it was like we went to a bar, and the owners were jerks, like straight up just jerks. Like, they were like, why aren't more people here? Like, yelling at me. I'm like, I don't know. Like, dude, it's like a random time on like a weeknight. Like, it's not really like a hop in time. So he's like, you go out there and you start telling people to come into our bar. And I'm like, And he's like, I was like, that's not part of the deal. He's like, I don't care. Blah, 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 blah. Like, just really just being a jerk. And it was in the U district. So like, all right, I'll go outside. I'll go see what's up. I go outside and I just went to the bar next door and just did a bunch of shots and just hung out there. Came back.
That's awesome.
A little more tips. I'm like, anyone come in yet? And I'm like, no. And they're still getting mad. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go back out there and try some more.
More shots.
That's amazing.
That was a very long walk back to my place. I lived in Wallingford. I mean, it wasn't very far, but it was long enough. And I remember just stumbling. I'm like, this is the worst. I hate this.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, man. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We want you to finish this sentence. I hated my job, so I once did blank.
So they said I tried one of those fun and exciting jobs in sales that you guys were talking about. They put me in a car with two salesmen and one other applicant. We got a few blocks when I realized how terrible this would be, and I had them turn around. They were flabbergasted.
Yeah. Oh, dude, sales job. Yeah, you really, I mean, of course, you got to hire everybody and hopefully you get one lucky one. But otherwise, you got to have a temperament for that. And the regular person, I think, just doesn't, because you got to be annoying, risk taking. You've just got to get in a person's face when they don't want you in their face. And then the whole upsell thing, too. I mean, it is just, it is so not me.
You say, no, it's like there's that fine line like they have to teeter on of being annoying, but also still charming. Like, I have a couple buddies that are just like, man, I remember one of my buddies, I'm like, he's just such a nice guy. He's always working moves. And I finally was like, what do you do for a living? And it was he did sales. I'm like, it makes all the sense in the world. Like,
yeah.
You have that kind of personality for it where you're very likable, but you're also very pushy. And I just can't do that.
There's guys like that in our industry too, Steven. I know you've worked for people like that. I have too, where they're really good at going out and getting sales, even though they're on air. They make great relationships. They make great deals. And that was never me. I was just like, oh man, no, I mean, I'm in a box with a microphone where nobody can see me for a reason.
Right. If they say like, no, we don't know. Well, now we have texted.
I mean, you know, I got a lot of, got a lot of love for the sales department in radio because they do what I can't and I'm petrified to do. I don't mind going out on the sales call as long as I'm not the one that's going to make a sale. Then I can relax and have fun with whomever, and hopefully I'm charming enough that a person thinks, all right, well, maybe I like this company. But me, myself, having to make the sale, oh.
Yeah, if you're just going along for the ride, you could always blame it on the sales bag. I don't know. I did my part. This salesperson couldn't close the deal.
Yeah, I used to love doing that. There was one manager I worked for in my career. I would go out, we made sales. It was like we were a great team, and myself and the salesperson.
It's like a buddy cops.
Yeah, exactly. And then the sales manager shut it down. And I said, you know, because I know my livelihood depends on how much money the radio station makes. So, of course, I was like, what the hell? I don't understand. And he told me, he said, you set an unfair expectation for the rest of the air staff. Like, because I did too good of a job, they stopped sending me out. And I thought, but that's money coming in. That means that's my money. What do you? I was so angry. So I never heard of such a stupid thing. You did too good, kid. Now stay back here and never go out again.
Well, you could always do it. Somebody just texted and said, my buddy Nick once took a dump in the urinals at work when he quit. So you could have done that. Like, either I do this or you let me go on these sales calls.
I do this.
You know what? I'm ready. I mean, because I know where our urinals are.
Please stay away from those.
Why? I mean, look, Steve says I got to send a message.
Yes, you do. I say you do it today.
Yeah.
Just do it after 10 o'clock when I leave.
Yes, please.
Well, you know, for me, whenever I knew I was done with the job, I was just very vocal about it. That was the key, is that I wanted to cause a scene inside the joint. And, I remember one of my first radio jobs, because I was moving. I was moving out of state. And so I was really wanting to leave the place in a good way, and I had a two-week notice. And I remember the PD, he was a heavier man who, well, just seemed to like to eat his lunch, and that was about it. And I was so frustrated working with that guy. And I remember he just said to me, why are you so stressed out? You're not hanging here. What do you care? And I looked at him, and I was just, and I remember going out, I went out into the lobby because I was frustrated because I did want to leave because I had stuff to do. But I said, well, I gave my 2 weeks and I don't want to leave him in the lurch. And so I decided to be very critical of his management style, which was all he wants to do is just sit and gain more weight behind his desk eating a sandwich. And I kind of made that announcement in the lobby.
It is awkward when people know that your time is numbered. Because I remember when I worked at the end and we got the gig at the other station across the town. And I was, but we, you know, we did the whole 2 weeks notice thing. And I remember it was like, okay, you know, we're not re-signing here. Sorry, but we have a better opportunity, blah, 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 blah. But we'll make sure we continue to do our dates. And so at first you're like, okay, we're going to make this happen. But then it got awkward really fast. And I remember it hit a point where we finally were like, we're not coming in anymore. And the reason why, I remember, was a salesperson that just came up to us and just said, you guys are taking food off of my table. And I'm like, what? And they're like, you're costing me. Because they were telling, like, they're breaking out all the money they're going to lose because we're leaving as a show.
Oh,
and I was just like,
wow.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just trying to put, like, something other than ramen noodles on my table because I'm broke. And, like, this other place is going to pay me more. And they were just mad. And it was super awkward. And finally, I'm like, I'm not coming in anymore. And that was the last day. It was an awkward interaction with a salesperson.
Yeah,
That led to, like, you know what? It's not worth sticking around for a couple more days.
That's inappropriate. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll have
he
that
was
with
mad.
Yeah, that's still inappropriate. I mean, it's because it's like,
so I pooped in a journal and left.
Nice! Got him.
Well, you know what? The problem was, Steve, we all shared those journals. So I'm just saying, again, that was you, huh? All
right. Actually, in the medical clinic that was on that floor.
That's right. You guys did share. You did share. Yeah, you had your floor shared with other people.
That was a weird floor.
Yeah, that was.
That was a nice bathroom, though.
It was very nice.
Yeah, Rev would go down there because he wanted to just to sort of escape us. So he went down and used your bathroom.
Take my siestas down there.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, here's a question. What do you think people said was their most important possession? I'll tell you what topped the list at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month. And that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time, and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.